Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sunday, October 9th, 2022, I come to you with grave information. But not to scare you, I come to you with information so you can get ready and prepare yourself and your family and also expose the globalists who are the main authors of every single major crisis and the perfect form of tyranny that we are all facing here together. I'll be here for the next 2 hours live with the intrepid Owen Schroyer. From 6 to 8 p.m. Central with Sunday Live will follow me with guest critical news analysis, and, of course, your amazing phone calls. I talked to a lot of people Friday, Saturday, and then today in different levels of government and corporations, and I called them to ask them what intel they had on the economy, and they all gave me similar answers. And I do have some big breaking news that I'm going to be laying out here today. But here's just one of the pieces. Well, I'm going to get to it later. This is pretty delicate stuff. And I don't want to announce these major layoffs that are about to happen across the U.S. in the next 2 weeks to scare people. But I am doing it so you know that our sources are real. But massive layoffs at some of the biggest corporations here in the United States. There's also been gigantic layoffs. We're talking 10 to 15% of workforces at all the major tech companies, and they've got such control that it's not hit the news. And so I was about to go ahead and list these companies, but I think I should print out their stock charts and the company names and owners before I actually do that. So maybe I'll do that in the second hour because the news is so big and it just ties into everything we're talking about. So that's coming up. And again, the reason we're covering all this is it's important to understand this is a designed economic implosion that's being done on purpose, and they could flick a switch and stop this right now. But they're doing it all by design. They've devalued the currencies. They've given themselves trillions in currency to buy up real infrastructure. They've doubled and tripled their profits the last 3 years, the Fortune 100, and they've been waging war against all the other companies and businesses and individuals on the planet. And you've seen that. And it's so frustrating now to know they're about to bring down the world economy and then roll out their new Build Back Better, Great Reset, Universal Credit Score, Universal Basic Income system. And so I expose this ahead of time so you can get ready, but also so you know who did it, as if you need me to tell you who did it. America is really waking up fast. So is the rest of the world. But that's why they're moving in the election fraud systemically to block the people being able to wrest control of the wheel from these madmen. So we've got that, and I'll get to that next hour. Because even though it's important to break this stuff, it feels dirty to let people know what's about to happen to their companies, even though I'm not these companies, even though I'm not the one doing it. But a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I will do what I got to do. But it's big, and it's bad. Now, the layoffs start in 2 weeks, and they're going to get really bad right after the midterm. So as a Christmas present in late November to kill the Christmas shopping season, they're going to have just a bloodbath in the stock market. That's what currently is the plan. A bloodbath in the jobs market, a bloodbath in the energy market, and a physical accelerating bloodbath in Ukraine and other areas of the world. So let's just stop there. And we're all in this together. This is going to be bad. But at least we know. At least we're ready. Or at least partially ready. And then I'm going to hit the massive news on the social credit score when we come back, and PayPal, and just so much more. Stay with us.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to try as best I can to be calm and judicious tonight so that I can get to all this information in the next few hours. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday live broadcast. I've been doing the Sunday live broadcast now for 15 years, 4 to 6 p.m., been doing the regular syndicated weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for 24 years, been on air 28 years, and boy, has what all the old-timers told me was coming when I was a little kid, when I was in high school and college. Everything they told me turned out to be true. Everything my grandfathers told me, everything my father told me, everything my father's uncle told me, everything my uncle told me, everything that Barry Goldwater said, everything that Ron Paul said, everything that Joseph McCarthy said, everything that Robert Welch said, everything that J. Edward Griffin said, everything that Ted Gunderson said, everything that Aaron Russo said, everything that Charlotte Iserby said, everything that Phyllis Schlafly said, everything they said came true. Up until this point. They even got it down to the time frame and what years it would happen. You know why? Because they had worked at the highest levels of corporations and government, and they had people try to bring them into it to be part of it, including some people in my family who were patriots and said no. And they took the big, powerful, high-paying jobs they had, and they went back to being farmers and auto mechanics and running convenience stores rather than be part of the evil. And they had their souls and have their souls. When I learned about this as a child and then learned it was true as I grew up and saw it happening in the world, it was very adventurous. It was exciting to be battling the New World Order. You could see them trying to launch their programs. You could see the embryonic levels of what they built. But now we're facing the full-grown New World Order. It's not in beta anymore. It's in full-blown attack mode. So we're not going to have to wait around for it anymore. Everybody's going to have to either find God or find the devil. Because you're going to find one or the other, because that's what's going on here. You're going to run to one or the other. If I was you, I wouldn't be running to the devil, the great betrayer, the great deceiver, the great fraud. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today. I made a lot of phone calls Friday, Saturday, and this morning, this afternoon, a lot of my sources. And I can do my own research, and most of the time just go off my own assessment, but I wanted to bounce some stuff off of them. I wanted to know the true state of the economy, and they told me. At the governmental level, at the corporate level, at the big tech level. And it's what I'd already basically seen. You don't need me to tell you that. You can see it too. But they've been suppressing the real amount of layoffs. They've been suppressing what's really about to happen in the economy. And it's all been done by design. I played a member of the Trilateral Commission of the CFR on Friday at the Cato Institute bragging that they were taking away jobs to bring white men to their knees, as if that brings white men to their knees. It brings us all to our knees, except the few thousand, mainly white men, that are running this. Truly sick. So that's coming up next hour. Obama advisor, we're not in a controlled place on inflation. Americans must begin managing for some slowdown. That's Larry Summers that helped engineer all of that. We'll be getting into this whole stack and our energy system being shut off and much more in the second hour. But let me tell you what's coming up now. Because the backdrop of that terrible news and the terrible military news and the war news is some really good news. I've got three stacks that I want to cover with the good news. And they're all really splendid, and it shows the people are waking up and taking action. And it shows Newtonian physics is, again, being proven accurate. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Or opposite and equal reaction. So let me start getting into the good news first. PayPal came out on Friday in their terms of service officially and said, if we don't like what you say or what you believe, we will fine you $2,500 per infraction. There was a gigantic backlash, and they revoked it and said, we're sorry, we're not going to do it. You mean for now. So they've gotten away with so much for so long. I told you next is debanking. Next is the universal basic income and the social credit score and total control. When they snap their fingers and say jump, you say, yes, sir, master, how high? Well, now they've had to back off. Finally, because there was such a huge backlash, we're going to be hitting that. But even bigger than that, because once we find our soul, once we find our will, once we find our spine, once we find our huevos, once we find our ovaries, if you're a woman, once you find your brain, once you find your will, your survival instinct, this will all turn around real fast. But not if it goes much further. That's why I'm like, at the edge of a cliff here, we're all being pushed over. And I'm like, folks, we can turn around. We don't have to do this. And they're behind us trying to scare us to run off the edge of a cliff. All we got to do is say no and come back for air. It's like they've hypnotized us and we're at the bottom of a pool 10 feet under and they've hypnotized us and we think we can't swim to the surface. Well, when we pass out, we're going to drown. We got time to swim back to the surface, but we just got to decide to come out of the trance and go, hey, this is a bad idea. I'm going to swim 10 feet to the surface. Just, it's so easy, but you got to do it. It's that easy, but you got to decide these people are out to get you. People are like, well, that's scary to admit we have predators and really evil people in command. And that's why in basic criminology, if you study it, it's very interesting. Most victims of crime couldn't believe it was happening to them and didn't fight back or didn't even run and complied. And corporations teach people comply with crime, comply with robbers. And, of course, that just makes it worse and worse and worse. When you don't comply with criminals, they're a scarce commodity and they live in fear. When we comply, we die. Again, Zapata, great Mexican revolutionary, love his writings. But he said, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. And he's right. But it's better to live on your feet than die on your knees. Because you live on your feet, you die on your knees. That's an Alex Jones quote. You don't live on your knees. You live on your feet. At least your children do. And that's what men are supposed to do. So when we come back, woo, just got chills. You want to talk about living on your feet. I'm not doing a popularity contest with Trump and DeSantis. I love Trump. I know he's for real. The enemy absolutely hates his guts. He did so many great things that in the balance are incredible, but you add the vaccine poison to it, it outweighs it all. I still love the fact he's getting good Republicans elected. Love the fact he's battling the globalists. It's great. But it's like, you know, you love your dad, but you wish he didn't rob banks. Or, you know, you love your cousin, but you wish he wasn't an arsonist. He just can't help it. He burns stuff down sometimes. It kind of outweighs it. You know what I mean? Oh, I love my cousin. Yeah, but he likes to burn barns down. That's just a hypothetical example. I think I did have a distant cousin did like to do that. But the point is that he just loved to watch stuff burn down. He's a great guy, boy. He's fun at a bar, but he likes to burn stuff. So I'm not likening Trump to that, but it's similar to that. We have the biggest, and I keep saying this every day because it's true, but this is like way bigger than anything else that's happened so far in the COVID news. And we're going to hit it with DeSantis on the other side. DeSantis has come directly out I mean, DeSantis got me a month ago when he said, don't give it to children, it hurts them, here's the study, which we already knew, but he used his power, his bully pulpit, to expose it. Now he's come out with his surgeon general, who's a great doctor, and just destroyed the whole lie. And when I saw this yesterday, this had broke on Friday, and it's getting suppressed everywhere, I just jumped for joy. I got tears in my eyes and just knew my gut was right about DeSantis. Because believe me, you don't do stuff like this unless you have got understanding of what's happening and you know how dangerous it is and you've got a will to take on evil. I mean, I'm getting tears in my eyes right now. I mean, this is total. You want bona fide proof in the pudding? You want to know DeSantis is for real? Baby, this is it. And so, Florida Surgeon General, COVID mRNA vaccine causes an 84% increase in death. Yeah, that is Royal Flush, Grand Slam, Super Bowl victory. Woo! Man, I mean, this is good. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hard the heart is of Bill Gates. People like Klaus Schwab, who think there's too many of us, and they're greedy. They want to kill people. They want total power over civilization. And so they release a virus. And they establish world government, not just over medicine, but censorship and borders and world IDs. And then they give you a shot that erases your immune system and statistically is way worse than the actual COVID, and gives you what the COVID actually causes, the spike protein. Think about how insanely wicked and evil that is. So, Florida Surgeon General, COVID mRNA vaccine causes 84% increase in death for men ages 18 to 39. Now, we've seen that out of insurance company actuaries, similar numbers. We've seen it come out in other government reports in Germany and in the UK. And he put out a press release, and he had a press conference on Friday where he talked about those findings and talked about the other statistics for other demographics and age groups. And other than a few places like Fox News, almost no news coverage of it. So let that sink in. You're many times more likely, depending on the study, but they're all 40 to 80%, depending on the shot you take, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, J&J, likely to get sick, likely to catch it, likely to get sick, likely to go to the hospital, likely to die. That's a long way from 2 years ago, but they said it had 96% efficacy. By the way, real vaccines may have side effects. A lot of them do. They may add things to them, Trojan horses. But a real vaccine is 99.9% effective for at least a decade. These aren't vaccines. These are gene therapies. So let's actually go over part of his press release that is so incredibly historic. It's on Infowars.com. That's Dr. Joseph A. Ladapo. I pronounced that right. Florida Surgeon General. You know what's happening to me, folks? I got glasses 2 years ago, and they give me a headache when I wear them. But I got to start wearing glasses or contacts because I'm like looking at the page. It's blurring sometimes. It's where we start getting a little bit of vision loss. It's like it's not always the same. It kind of goes in and out, and it's crazy. So, the Surgeon General of Florida, today we release an analysis of COVID-19 mRNA vaccines the public needs to be aware of. This analysis showed an increased risk of cardiac-related deaths among men 18 to 39. Florida will not be silent on the truth. Wow. There's a press release on screen for Florida Health. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo on Friday released the state's analysis of COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, revealing an 84% increased risk of cardiac-related death among men 18 to 39. Florida will not be silent on the truth. The guidance recommends the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines for males 18 to 39 years old not be given. In a statement, the doctor said that the studying of the safety and the efficacy of any medication, including vaccines, is an important component of public health. Far less attention has been paid to safety and the concerns of many individuals who had been dismissed. These are important findings that should be communicated to Floridians. Well, that's to say the least. The Florida Department of Health released the findings of a self-control, their own study, case series, which they used to evaluate the safety of COVID vaccines, which studied mortality risk following mRNA COVID-19 vaccinations. So the state itself signed up a bunch of people, didn't tell them what the study was, had them take the shot because they were wanting it to see what would happen. That's what he's been doing in the last year since Governor DeSantis brought him in and said he's given full faith in him. But they went on. They looked at other major studies that are out that found similar numbers. So it's not just the state of Florida study. It's a bunch of others, including Oxford, New England Medical Journal. The list goes on and on. The Florida Department of Health released the findings of a self-controlled case series, which they used to evaluate the safety of COVID vaccines, which studied mortality risk of mRNA COVID-19 vaccinations. It found that there is an 84% increase in the relative incidence of cardiac-related death among males 80 to 39 years old within 28 days following mRNA vaccination. The findings also showed that males over the age of 60 had a 10% increased risk of cardiac-related death within 28 days of mRNA vaccination, and that non-mRNA vaccines were not found to have these increased risks among any population. Oh, isn't that interesting? Because they're not vaccines. The analysis comes after the Florida Department of Health issued guidance in March that recommended against the use of COVID mRNA vaccine for healthy children and adolescents 5 years old to 17 years old. The state also recommends against COVID-19 vaccinations amongst infants and children under 5 years old, which has since been issued under emergency use authorization. When the guidance for children was issued, the Biden administration accused the Surgeon General of Florida of being a politician. It goes on from there. Let's not just go off what Joseph A. Latipo said. Let's go off all the other studies and all the other information. You've seen it out there. You know that, what he's saying has been found by countless other research institutes, hospitals, universities, you name it. So what's the big issue here? This is known by anybody that wants to know this. And this is why I said months ago, Trump better, now that the evidence is overwhelming, come out against this or he becomes an active participant in it. Now, remember, in October of 2020, the CDC put out a document on its website that we've shown probably 1,000 times. We'll show it again right now for TV viewers. Radio listeners, I'll read the headlines so you can find it. It's on the CDC website right now. That said, this is what we believe the adverse reactions will be. Myocarditis, heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, infertility, and like 30 other plus things. We've shown it over 1,000 times. We were the first to break it over 2 years ago. And we've hammered it and hammered it and hammered it. And we've been censored over and over again, having medical doctors on trying to expose it. And that leads us to the criminal activity of big tech and big pharma and the media trying to continually cover this information up when it comes out from credible sources. In fact, it just happened to the Surgeon General of Florida. Twitter removes, then reinstates Florida Surgeon General's COVID vaccine warning tweet. He put out a document, official state of Florida. They blocked it, but then backed off because they know the world's waking up and turning against them. And who else is waking up and turning against them? This is a big article up on Infowars.com and Band.Video. Funeral directors and embalmers unite to expose a day in the death of a life. And now they're seeing double and triple the number of people dead from blood clots and heart attacks, and they've never seen anything like it in their arteries and veins. Same thing all the scientists are finding. We've got also more and more scientists coming out against fluoride in the water. That's coming up, but I wanted to hit that first because that's really good news. And I'm not making Trump the villain. There it is on screen. I'm just saying he's being set up with this. He should get ahead of it, and there's not much time. Maybe it's too late. FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines draft working list of possible adverse events. That was put out months before they began the injections. In October of 2020, the injections started in January. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big guest coming up.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives him go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, it's not about being vindicated, but it's about the fact that people better listen to us. They better listen good. We were dead on in January and February of 2020 saying this is a globalist takeover. Lockdowns are coming. They're going to roll out a global government, a UN biomedical tyranny. They're going to try to forcibly inject you. And it's going to make you sick, and it's going to kill a lot of people. And now it's here exactly as we said. And you have the Surgeon General of Florida in a major study reporting on an 80-plus percent increase in heart attacks in men who've taken the Moderna or Pfizer shot, exactly what we've been telling you for over 2 years. Let that sink in. Think about that. Long and hard. Why would the CDC put it in their own document? Because they want plausible deniability. They're hiding the whole thing in plain view. Let me move to our next big victory. And yes, it's a sad victory, but 99% of people, I showed you the statistics 2 weeks ago and again last week, are not taking the new Pfizer and Moderna booster shots. 99% less uptake. And all over the place, the fake mandates of California and New York and other places are falling. In Europe, the forced injections are failing. They tried to intimidate and bum rush and panic and bully everyone into submission, but it didn't work. Some took it, but the victory we've had now is massive. People are really waking up. It's very sad for those that took the poison shots. There are some mitigating factors. Got a lot of scientists and doctors coming on the next few weeks to talk about how you can try to mitigate if you did take the shot. We're not judging anybody that got intimidated into doing it, bullied and beat over the head into submitting to it. But this is so massive, and his findings in Florida fit what all the other findings are from the insurance companies, you name it. Then, on Friday, PayPal changes its terms of service and says, and when this first broke, people thought it was fake news. When the Daily Wire first looked at the terms of service, people said, this isn't real. Kind of like 2 years ago when Facebook changed its terms of service saying there are 12 people you're allowed to attack or be violent against or promote violence against, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Gavin McGinnis, Louis Farrakhan, and a few others. People thought it was fake. One went to the Facebook website and actually said, you're allowed to call for violence against these people. They're beta testing to see what you'll put up with. Remember how Twitter banned Trump a few times and said it was an accident? It was conditioning you to see what your response would be. Well, they came out Friday on PayPal and said, if you say anything politically incorrect, if you question global warming, if you question open borders, if you question election fraud, if you question the shots, they said, we will fine you $2,500. If you do it on your own website, your own radio show, your own Facebook account, we don't care. If we see it, we'll do it. And what is that really saying? We're spying on you, is what they really said. Not only will we fine you and steal money from you under these rules outside of law, when even if the feds or the state want to fine you, they've got to prove it in court. They're now judge, jury, executioner. They're now the system, and they're going to make you pay dictatorially. But that's only one issue. The spying, the surveillance on what you're saying, even outside of your finances, they're letting you know we're watching you. That's the social credit score. This is so huge. And they backed off by Saturday night and said, yeah, we put that out. It was a mistake. No, it was a test. And it shows you how deep down this rabbit hole we are. 4 years ago when PayPal banned us, I said, you're next. I've got the articles we wrote about it saying within 5 years they'll be doing it to you. Sorry, it was early. I was wrong. A year early. I have the articles, I have the videos right here. The good news is people went crazy. Elon Musk came out against it and said, we need criminal charges against PayPal. And I got calls saying, hey, Peter Thiel owns, you know, he helped found it. He hasn't owned it in years. Peter Thiel didn't do this. That's all coming up. But I got Robert Barnes for only this segment and the next with us. Great constitutional lawyer, great friend of mine, great patriot, worked on my Sandy Hook show trial case, went to Connecticut with me last week. Powerful press conferences, and I got to tell you, Barnes has been popular for years. But it's just, I'm not bragging for Barnes. It shows how liberty is becoming popular. I have had no fewer than at least 20 people at the grocery store. I took my daughter to a pumpkin patch yesterday to pick a pumpkin at a gas station, at a cryo facility I went to, because I like to do that when I have joint pain. It really works. At least 20 people the last week have said, we love Robert Barnes and his co-host, Viva Fry. That, to me, is victory. That is exciting to see that he's reaching millions of people every week now. And he joins us to talk about my case, which is your case. Just like PayPal, I told you, would be you. They have admitted that this weaponized case, and I put out wrong numbers when I thought there were less plaintiffs. When I talked to Pattis on Thursday, he said, yeah, they want $550 million per plaintiff on one count. There's four counts. So I went on there and said seven plus billion. No, he called me back and said, no, that's wrong. There are 15 plaintiffs. So that's $8.25 billion they officially asked for me questioning Sandy Hook and then lying about what I actually said and then not letting me defend myself. Then the national media spun it that I was chicken and didn't testify last week. The judge said I couldn't defend myself, so why be a puppet? So to talk about this is Robert Barnes. We'll come back and play the clip of Kanye West with Tucker Carlson. They released part two of the interview, bringing myself up and mass shootings and saying, hey, Alex Jones has a right to question these. He said Uvalde looked completely scripted to him. We're not saying it's staged, but the scripting, we'll explain that in a moment. But Robert Barnes, how big a deal is this?
Oh, I mean, it's they're weaponizing the system to try to do two things. First, to show that they can use show trials against all the rest of us. If they can do it to Alex Jones, they can do it to anybody else. They can script the trial so that it looks like a trial, but it's not an actual trial. Only one side is allowed to present a defense. Only one side is allowed to testify. Only one side is allowed to present evidence. Only one side is allowed to present an argument. And that side is often allowed to present evidence and argument that has nothing to do with the case, as we saw throughout this show trial, while the other side can't defend themselves on the core issues. Or if you do, as was clear when we were up in Connecticut this week, if you actually refuse to play along with their script, refuse to be their puppet for their show trial, they were going to lock you up for as long as 6 months. And that there was no doubts about that. So what was happening? That's how, if you testify truthfully in America, you can now go to jail for testifying truthfully in America. That's how nuts it is. Then you compound that with them wanting to use, weaponize the legal system in every aspect of the legal system. We've been warning about it for years, that this case is a canary in the coal mine. And what are we witnessing? We're witnessing raids on pro-life protesters who are being accused of a crime, like in Pennsylvania, like in Tennessee, for protesting abortion clinics and baby-killing facilities. That's how nuts it is. They're going to weaponize everything.
And now they're saying they're going to arrest people, just like in England, who criticize transgenderism, the Justice Department has.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, it's already happening. Right now at the Supreme Court, there's a case pending before the United States Supreme Court where somebody was locked up for parody, for making jokes. That's how nuts it is. So that's not supposed to happen in America, but it is happening under the democratic weaponization of the entire legal system. And nothing speaks more to it than plaintiffs asking for $8 billion, the largest verdict in the history of man, on a speech case. $8 billion for people who, when they testified, almost none of them testified that they ever saw or heard you talk about them ever, because you didn't talk about them. You never mentioned their names. In fact, they never even talked about any of that. They talked about things almost all unrelated. Very little of the testimony had anything to do with anything you published or said. They're trying to blame you for things you had nothing to do with. And so that shows how the extreme nature of it, to be able to shut down the First Amendment and protection of the Second Amendment concerning dissident speech. They're going to use this as a template all across the board to go after pro-lifers, to go after people who expose election misinformation, to people who expose issues with public health and the lockdowns. This is the canary in the coal mine, and everybody needs to wake up and scream about it, or it's going to be coming for us next.
That's right. We've got the Kanye West clip and so much more straight ahead. This is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Barnes looked at the analysis a month ago, told you it was going to happen. People didn't believe him. Now even mainstream media is freaking out over the biggest show trial in world history.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physique Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Supermelt Vitality, Fuel Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Number two is going to be completely, insanely jam-packed with the most critical analysis you're going to find anywhere. And I'm going to break down what's about to happen to the economy, the war in Ukraine, and so much more, the cold hard facts, straight ahead. But please remember, viewers, we don't stay on air without your support. We don't have globalist sugar daddies like the Young Turds and all the rest of it. We have you as supporters. So we try to bring you great products that are going to blow you away so you reorder them. And we've got back in stock, X3, deep earth crystal iodine, and two other healthy types of iodine for better absorption that is so good for your thyroid, your cells, your libido, your stamina, your energy, your immune system, everything. You can take energy stuff all day, but if you don't have the base of what your cells need, it's not going to work. Believe me, for truck drivers or medical workers or farmers or ranchers or people involved in sports, anything, you need true clean iodine. We have it, X3, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. I want to thank all of you that have taken action, gone to InfoWarsStore.com and made the order. Also back in stock, months sold out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the key amino acids, all the key vitamins, all the key minerals, everything that's essential to supercharge your body, your immune system, everything else, your energy. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off, back in stock. There's only one day left in the InfoWars Store Super Sale where DNA Force and the D3 gummies with calcium, and the ultimate krill oil, and alpha power, and fizzy magnesium are 50% off. But the new products that finally got back in, X3 and Vitamin Real Fusion, they will continue on for a few weeks till they sell out at 50% off. But the big sale ends today, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. If you really want to be a supporter, get a signed fundraiser copy of the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's been off and on the number one book in the world in the last week, last month. It's Signed copies exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Unsigned copies as well, InfoWarsStore.com. If you want the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena fundraiser coin to be part of history and know you funded us at a critical juncture, 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com. Thank you all for your support. All right, Barnes, in the 9 minutes we have left to break, you've got to go. I want to finish up with any comments about the show trial against me, your predictions for the jury that comes back Tuesday. They're off on Monday. And then I want to shift gears into how big is it to have the Surgeon General, in a major statewide study they did the last year, come out and say an 87% increase in death in men and heart attacks from young men to old men that take the Pfizer or Moderna shot. How huge is that? And what does that say about DeSantis? And then shifting gears, what do you make of the PayPal coming out with their social credit score, $2,500 fines? They're watching you. They're surveilling you. They're going to rob you for your speech, and then they suddenly back down. That, to me, is a watermark of the worm turning or the pendulum swinging. I see this weekend as a pendulum moment where it stopped and began swinging back. What do you say to those three topics?
Yeah, I mean, so hopefully there's some conscientious jurors who are able to see through the show trial and come back with a reasonable verdict given how crazy that whole case has been. But that's hard. You're asking jurors to ignore the way that the judge scripted the trial and the plaintiff's lawyer scripted the trial and to blame where the judge basically said, look at these families that have suffered terribly. Blame all of it on Alex Jones, even though there's really no connection between one and the other. So that's going to be the hard part. And how crazy is the verdict going to be? Is it going to be one of those wild, insane verdicts like the plaintiffs are demanding? Any verdict in the seven figures is nuts. For folks out there, for people that have actually been defamed and actually were talked about by name and had their reputation actually destroyed, the average verdict in America is less than $50,000. And they're asking for more than $500 million a person and more than $8 billion. It's a ridiculous request. It shows how punitive it is all intended to be about suppressing and censoring speech and rewarding show trials in America. So that's problem one with overcoming it. Now, I definitely welcome what DeSantis did and his Surgeon General did. Twitter tried to actually remove that tweet from Twitter today, and there was enough public outrage. And what it shows is more and more court of public opinion. Like in your case, even the mainstream media started admitting finally how unusual, extraordinary, and ridiculous the case was, saying that these things have never happened before. This kind of show trial process, being denied the ability to defend yourself, all the rest hasn't happened. Well, here again, Florida Surgeon General comes out and says young men are disproportionately dying from this vaccine. We can't give it. Sweden and Denmark had already said don't give it to people under that are not elderly. And what does Twitter do? Twitter tries to suspend it. Public outrage. Twitter has to back down. And this is all while Elon Musk is on the verge of buying Twitter. So the once again, in the settlement there. So that's major news. And every aspect of that is major news. And PayPal is something that we've been talking about for a little more than a week. When I first raised it, people thought it was fake and said, no, it's not fake. Dig in. They're just postponing the implementation. It's exactly what you described, Alex. It was a test balloon, a trial balloon. Could they weaponize access to financial services by politically discriminating against dissident voices despite the good Texas law on the issue of big tech? What it shows is we need to expand the legislative remedy. We need to take what the Texas law is preventing discrimination by big tech and apply it to all financial services. Here again, Alex Jones was the canary in the coal mine. When did they start doing this? Several years ago. Well, you had to get new servers. You had to get new email providers. You had to get, all the discrimination by MailChimp, by PayPal.
We had to pay over $5 million the last 4 years because they just kept taking the software to literally have all the software we had rewritten because the enemy had articles about it. They would scan our servers and say, oh, he's got this software. He's got that software. People ask why I'm begging for money. We took on the New World Order and we're still here, folks. It's a miracle.
Oh, yeah. And that's entirely credit to the audience. The audience is, well, what all of these stories show is the power of the court of public opinion. that a lot of Republicans were weak initially on the issue of the vaccine. You're seeing people like DeSantis switch sides and embrace questioning the complete problematic aspects of that vaccine only because the court of public opinion has been spoken out.
I know you're a fan of Trump like I am, and you and I and others have begged him to get ahead of this vaccine thing. I gave him the ultimatum. We got the information in front of him. He said, no, I'm going forward with it. Doesn't he see what DeSantis is doing now, coming out against it with his Surgeon General? I mean, Trump needs. What's going on with Trump?
Yeah, the exit ramp for Trump on the issue of vaccines is a simple one. He should embrace the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case that the Biden administration is now trying to intervene to stop. So the Biden administration sealed the case, wouldn't allow her to discuss the case under the guise that they were investigating the fact.
And by the way, you're the lawyer filing that. You should add that.
Absolutely. I'm representing Brooke Jackson. So our arguments were so persuasive, and what was happening in the court of public opinion was so persuasive, it looked like the court would be compelled to allow our case to go forward against Pfizer, the biggest whistleblower claim in the history of public health. And at the last minute, the government steps in and says, please, judge, dismiss the case. So what the only reason for the government to come in and do that, the government's coming in and trying to prevent Pfizer from having to be subject to discovery because it will likely implicate members of the Biden administration and acts of collusion to authorize billions of dollars.
That's right, and Trump can destroy them. Trump can say he was lied to, but he's not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's key. And that's where just the court of public opinion, they keep hammering. The weakness of Trump right now is he doesn't hear enough voices in the court of public opinion, in part because he's off of Twitter, in part because of his own tactical decisions. But there are people who do listen, who do get the message. And the more he gets that message, the more he will find that there is an exit ramp for the mistake he made in embracing it. He thought he was embracing a safe, effective drug. They lied to him. He should expose that to the world. And that would be his way to bridge the gap between his prior position and a future manageable, sustainable position. And hopefully that will happen. But it's a sign we need to expand these big tech discrimination laws so that banks can't do it to us.
I totally agree. Robert, you'll come back on this week with a minute and a half left. Big picture, though, PayPal backing off, the COVID poison shot news coming out, Twitter backing off, censoring the Surgeon General of Florida. I think the pendulum's starting to swing back. Do you agree with me?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the court of public opinion is starting to have effect. A lawyer, Nick Riccata, on YouTube, who has been covering your trial, covered the press conference, talked about how outrageous it was. The next day, about how outrageous the whole show trial was and how accurate the points we made were. YouTube suspended him, immediately kicked him off. The only major law tuber outside of us that's been covering the trial. But what happened? Court of public opinion outrage. They had to reinstate him. So what we're seeing is the court of public opinion is starting to work. The court of public opinion is starting to be heard. And here again, the template has been the InfoWars audience. The InfoWars audience kept InfoWars on the air when it was supposed to be crushed and killed and crucified. It is thanks to the InfoWars audience going to InfoWarsStore.com, keeping InfoWars alive, keeping it afloat, buying things like the 1776 coin. That helped sustain it. That model is the model we can
use. Exactly. People directly supporting independent media is what scares the globalists. They're so scared of that. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Alex.
All right, hour number two is just 2 minutes ahead. Stay with us. Tell people to join us. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.